Your ass be locking your kids in that damn room all day with no supervision, and you're some damn prisoners, and that's why you look like that. That was my first assumption. Those kids live in that room, literally. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to During Business Hours. Christopher, Leslie, the hosts of the Instagram shit show. Yes, that's our episode today. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Let's get into it. So I found a juicy Instagram mom, a mother of six.
Wow.
With one baby daddy in the house. Just want to put it for clarification. There's only one. Only one baby.
There be?
I'm assuming six baby daddies.
Well, you know what they say about assuming.
I'm an ass. I understand. But my assumption with the way this household is going, there must be six baby daddies involved. You don't stay long in a house like this. At all. This is the worst so-called trap house that somebody has willingly moved into that I've ever seen.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. She's remodeling it while she's living there. But this is Dreads by B. And like I said, she's a mother of six, a content creator. She loves to do her dreads and charge people $175 for a couple of twists or what. Yeah.
That's hard work, I'll tell you.
She's got some nice hair, though. I will say, shout out to Dreads by B. She's got some nice, healthy-looking hair. I've seen some stylists out there with some whack wigs, not original hair, like clip-ins.
Locks and braids is not easy. It's not.
So she wears this fun little, I want to say, a snuggie, a hoodie, constantly. She's going to school.
I bring you greetings from Motor City Tax Pros. I am Teresa, your specialist in tax preparation. And I want to give you some tax.
I guess she's got a bunch of views and decided to post this, or somebody else is paying her. I don't half step because I know the full truth. The devil cooking. TV's on the. TV is definitely on, you know, a storage tote. Typical trap house. Now, as self-proclaimed, I'm getting there. And once I get there, you'll understand why she calls it a trap house. Doing hair, all the fun stuff.
Her hair do look good, though.
I know. You know, she's got her little, man just bought me a desk and all this Hello Kitty stuff and things from my desk. Living a good life.
Getting her school on.
Doing her hair. That's her hair. Pretty healthy.
Healthy.
Yeah. Doing her... Been a long day here, choreographed, blah, 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 getting some type of thing, job well done, training class or school, her kids, her husband. The ghetto, two refrigerators in my kitchen. Landlord claimed he wanted the other one, but I ain't came and got it yet. The next step's going to the curb because I'm sick of looking at it and taking up space. Okay. Suspect came to meet me last year to get her taxes done. Apparently, she's a tax prep person as well.
Hustling.
She hadn't got taxes since 2021 because somebody had been scamming stuff. Finally got a refund last year, even got her cash advance loan. Y'all crazy if you think somebody about to spend all that time working on your refund and crunching numbers for $200. That's crackhead prices.
I need to start charging you more.
You charge me enough. I hate to lose a client, but I know my worth. I'm sure you will be calling me again when she gets scammed or you need enforcement or an amendment. It says I'm not willing to pay no more than anywhere between $100 to $200 for more, and getting my taxes done $500 and up is pointless and too expensive for my taste. Your average tax person, when they're professional, does charge $400 to $800, and then businesses go, you know, up from there. But usually they do like one, and then as you maintain it, it gets cheaper.
So. Yeah, then they got your records and they know the numbers and blah, blah, blah.
So apparently her mom bought her Rod Wave and Kick His MF Ass, got a bunch of tickets. Let me get to her videos for you real quick. Here, when cleaning goes wrong.
What I can see looks all right clean. Oh, all the stuff on the floor.
Are you transforming into an alien? Don't be weird, Kobe. Don't be weird. Okay. I can take the water thing off. Pull it up or out? Oh, okay. I was pulling it up.
I can't be the only one that's sick of doing laundry that still ain't fucking done it. I got like so much laundry to fold.
Yep.
And it's fucking annoying. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. But anyways, I'm B, a stay-at-home mom of six. This me, folding up some clothes. I think I packed some up because you see these baby clothes? These motherfuckers got a gap.
I just want to give you a little context here.
And then Coco, she just want to be in the camera and shit.
I just want to give you a little context here on how long these videos are. She has to go back through them and then do a voiceover and then put the filter on for the voice.
She goes, she puts the speed up too.
She turns it up a bit. So she spends 5 minutes doing the video, speeds it up, probably 10 minutes doing the video, speeds it up. Does another 15 or 20 minutes in editing of nothing. Nothing. Just talking about who she is and what she's doing in that moment. I don't know if it's genius.
It got your view.
Yeah, well, there's only a few, only a few thousand, you know, but like my point being, not my few thousand, don't get me wrong. I saw nothing crazy on the first time I saw her. I was like, oh, that's interesting. She was just, you know, auto-tuning her voice, talking about some drama. And then I saw this.
Yep. She bet.
I'm going to find it. Oh, no. Nope, that's not it. I hate how it skips to random stuff.
There you are.
I'm being.
Where is the video?
Before y'all get out here talking shit, we watch we don't judge. But in my defense, I just cleaned that motherfucking room like a week ago. This don't make no motherfucking sense. These kids just fuck the house up. They don't care.
But there's the squirt bottle.
If y'all new here, I'm B, a stay-at-home mom of six. Yes, this is me.
It makes an appearance many times.
If she just said no more food in the room,
they just
house the problem solved.
Fucking shit up. And that dresser. We ain't even gonna get on that subject, okay? Because that motherfucker ain't been clean since I don't know how many kids ago. So, like I said, we watch and we don't judge.
We watch and we don't judge.
When I first moved in, put them up fucking curtains up in there or whatever the fuck they was.
Could you imagine having so many kids that you were like, oh, that was like 2 kids ago. That was like 4 kids ago.
I got a cousin.
You know, we met like 5 kids ago.
I got a cousin or two that speaks like that. And how many kids ago things were?
Hey, yo, like I said, we watch and we don't judge. They had curtains, they had sheets on their motherfucking bed too, but they want a color on them with markers and shit. So that's how the fuck they gonna sleep. They don't appreciate the shit.
No more markers. Your house is clean.
Yeah. So where's the parents?
There's 6 of them. There's 6 of them. Tired.
You got 2 hands, 2 feet. I got 2 hands, 2 feet.
And they got.
That's 8 asses. They got 8. There's only 6. More. There's 6 asses. We got a lot of appendages to throw at asses. The way we raise our kids, and I'll say this for the camera, is that we try and get them young to clean up any messes they create. And we don't allow them to create messes in unsafe spaces that will be left.
And designated eating areas.
Yeah, eating areas. Like, we don't let them color in their room alone when they're young. You know, we don't leave them.
We had that mishap one time.
One time, we learned. Now, our daughter is super messy. She is 8 years old. God, she is messy.
Right. Especially when she plays dolls.
And she leaves things. She will leave a pile. She has gotten so much better at cleaning it up before I see it because she knows I don't like to see it. I'm a bit OCD. You know, don't like to have a messy house. So when I get home, she's like in the process most times, unless dinner time because I'm getting home late. She'll clean it up. And at the end of the week, I usually... Oh, you want something? Okay. You did your stuff.
Let's go check your room.
Let's go check your room. Let's make sure you done this for me. Because
hold on.
My big thing is keeping a clean area.
And then she's like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Or like, oh, this happened. CJ did it. You know, it's always something. Fun. But like today, she wanted something for her VR at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, you got it. Boom. Here you go. Done. Don't need no explanation of why you want it. You got it. You didn't make my life harder this week. So now she sees more of that. She's going to be like, oh, it's not just a reward. Like I'm going to bribe you $50 a week to clean your room or $20 or $10 or $5 and be like, oh, I'll pay you this if you do this, because we've already done that. It doesn't work.
Be easy, live easy.
Exactly. Just maintain. Then they can do that with their kids. They only got a couple of young ones is what it looks like in the videos.
I saw the one in the diaper. I don't know that I've acknowledged any others.
The way she talks is almost like that kid is nowhere near her at any time, which is weird to me because I haven't seen any videos of that kid latched on her. I was like, oh, okay, six kids, you may want some space.
Yeah, my grandma had 12 kids and they all said by the end of it, she didn't want nothing to do with any of them. Just
I have two and sometimes I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, she was sick of kids by the time she was done. Stay away from me.
Fuck out of here. Start kicking them. They're in my office now because they're old enough to touch my computers.
That was a mistake.
Roblox owes me fucking money. You know how many times my $300 headphones get tied up in the wheels of my chairs?
That's crazy, too.
It's so dumb. There is a hanger and a safety cord for those headphones.
Right.
So they have to pull it out, the safety cord. And then they have to untie it, throw it on the chair, spin that chair a bunch of times.
All the way out of their way.
I don't know how they'd be making this mess, but get the fuck out of here. Start kicking it up.
Hey, y'all, I'm Giddy. They tearing up shit, so they gonna live how they living.
How they living?
They fucking up. And I ain't about to keep spending all that motherfucking money replacing shit. Y'all see all this motherfucking trash? I just did this same thing, not even a week ago, or maybe it was a week ago. I don't know. Time be going by so fast.
I think we clean every 3 or 4 days.
So I don't be knowing what the fuck be going on. If I'm going up or down, left or right. But yeah,
not a deeper cleaning, but like once a month we'll do a deep cleaning or, you know, dusting and all of the fans, change the filters.
Something gets done every day.
Yeah. At least every day because it's part of the routine. This gives me the goosebumps from hell. My backside, I didn't know had goosebumps. When I saw this, I was like, there's cockroaches in your house. Guaranteed. I smell cockroach shit through the phone.
You're a little bit more OCD, but before kids, you could have ate an egg off your floor.
Yeah. We made a joke one time that I could spill cereal and lick it off the floor and I wouldn't be scared.
Yeah. You were very clean.
Yeah. Because I bleach and, you know, it was a military thing. I was way more OCD back then. Nowadays, my workspace has basically become my chaos because the workspace that I work in is so disorganized, but it's controlled chaos because I know where everything is and I don't have time while working my 8-hour day to clean it up. And on the slow days, we spring clean, or as I call you, I'm like, yeah, we're spring cleaning all the boxes, etc., and organizing, and we'll take a day to do that.
You try to like put things away in the kitchen, and I'm always telling you to stop. I'm like, I know where everything is.
Yeah,
I'm the one that could. You don't need to be able to find these things. I gotta find these things.
Then she says she wants me to cook, and like, don't touch anything.
Cook outside, not don't cook inside.
It reminds me, I gotta clean the barbecue.
Hey, that shit, and I had to take a break. I cleaned the rest of it up off camera. But I'm tired now, so that before y'all get out here talking shit.
So I'm going to fast forward to the point.
They fucking up. And I ain't about to keep sitting on that motherfucking money replacing shit.
Just so you know, I'm going to mute it. These are her stairs.
Yeah, she's just throwing everything down.
Sweeping it down the stairs.
I mean, that's not a terrible idea, but you got to clean them stairs now.
All of that sticky, icky food, that's plates, true. Everything.
I'd had a bag taped to that top step and sweeping it in there.
There's open soda bottles. There are paper plates with food. There's all kinds of nasty stuff.
No more food in the room. That's it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got six kids. Teach the eldest. Let them trickle down. Trickle down learning.
Yep.
Make sure that they enforce it. Bribe them. Do something.
I don't know. I kind of like her. I mean, her house is a mess.
I can like somebody and judge them. B, for the love of God, you are a student, a stay-at-home mom. One task a day. Put it on the goal list. One task a day. Just complete one.
No more food and drinks in the room. It's half the problem right there.
That's all we're saying. Because it makes it look so much worse. We're going to give you enough slack.
Because she needs our Slack. She care about that.
I think everyone in the comments is doing their own thing.
Comments hating.
Because let me just... Let's go to the comments. Bro, my kids the same way, like, WTF ain't finna keep cleaning that junk up. They do it or they won't get their phones or game controls back. These kids now nasty work. And it says, what? Oh, you know how... So, oh, sorry, that's the 59th reply. Let me go up. It gets really bad. They all start cussing at each other. I'm just not even going to get into that. It's really bad.
I got to check that out. Send your page.
Each comment has over 50 replies.
Good grief.
She replies to everything.
Oh, that's right.
So it says, nah, I'm judging. This is effing nasty, and it's not a week. 164 replies.
Six kids, that could be 3 days.
Okay, it only lets me go up 10 replies at a time. I'm going to hard this one.
F the comments.
But basically... Exactly. Stay at home, mom, to do garbage bills. It's always your home. Literally coming here to say that. Dang. Tell me you have kids without telling me you don't have kids. Respectfully, this can be done in a day. I had 10 siblings, and even with half at their dad's house, my room and I shared always looked like a mountain. What? No. Nah, this is just pure laziness. I was a stay-at-home mom of 5, and my house never looked like this, and I struggled deeply with depression and mental health, and kids deserve a clean home. There's a difference between a lived-in home and with toys and et cetera, but this is disgusting. My mind is that, yes, you may have your depression, your problems, or what she claims is PTSD. I don't know her struggles. As somebody with depression and PTSD that's gone through it, I would have never let my house get that bad.
I don't think it's been that bad for me on my worst days.
You suffered from postpartum depression for a period. And never, never in your worst day. Cleaning, I think, was like the happiest you were. You hated it till you did it, and then it was just focus.
I still get, especially with laundry, and then I get so mad at myself because I fold it, and it took me maybe 10, 15 minutes. And I've been internally crying all day about this task that took me 10, 15 minutes. Like, it gets me mad.
It says,
stop doing that in my house.
Yeah, I know. It says, discipline your children, and that ain't a week. Another 19 replies. We'll read these because I can get there faster. It says, nah, that being a junkie, you're right. That's 3 days worth of trash. They act like they can't stop their kids from doing something. I used to be a kid. Let me know if my room would be like looking like that in a day. This Vinker D. Verdigris is always replying to these and like backing her up. Tell me you ain't got no kids. Now tell me you ain't got no kids. Same person. Tell me you also keep a dirty home without telling me. Yeah. I have 3 kids and been a mom for 20 years. I hope this taught you something to be quiet. Smack your face, bozo. You should understand kids can be messy instead of judging someone. And then, oh, a 2-minute video. This is the original poster. 2-minute video shows my whole life. ... Okay. It does. Unfortunately, everything we put on the internet shows our life. What you put on
rip
the internet.
Rip the page down.
Yeah, I know, right? Delete. We could delete this. People will scream in the comments. Delete it. Get off the internet. This is my way of just having a conversation with my wife and voicing it to the world. And we get to say what we want because we're Americans. I'm so sorry for the rest of the world. Freedom of speech. C'est la vie. I really like this one. It's got only 6 replies, but it's juicy. I know the mice have a great time. I got her with that one. It was so simple. The 6 replies being from the creator. Don't have mice or roaches. Sorry. What?
That's possible. Ants. She definitely got ants.
I'm telling you right now, I've cleaner PS4s, PS5s that were cleaned just last week that have more roaches. There's food on the ground. She claims this is a trap house. It says, okay, laughing face to the next person. Next person says, right, the lie detector has determined that was a lie. Crazy eyes. Definitely has roaches. That's just nasty. Mice too. And then the owner says, or original poster says, ha ha ha, y'all swear I'm lying. And who the F are y'all to lie to? Nobody. Why y'all just yapping y'all's fingers or y'all's flappers and don't know what the F y'all talking about? I think
safe to say she ain't got roaches, because she be doing clean braid work in her home, and people would not be coming to her to be braiding their hair with cockroach fingers.
Okay, but see, roaches aren't everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, they go in dark, warm places.
Like
under the bed, on food.
I've been in nasty homes that deserved roaches and not one was found.
You know what? She could spray. You're right. She could spray. There are bugs in the house, I guarantee it, though.
I would be surprised if there was not an ant problem with all that soda on the ground.
And it says, whatever helps you sleep at night with critters creeping around. Like, people are just going in. This is another, like, 18 replies.
I love to be angry on the internet.
People cap for social media all the time. You be home all day, every day, and you doing not clean, and I seen your other post. Your house is a dumb blank. Your ass be locking your kids in that damn room all day with no supervision, and you some damn prisoners, and that's why you look like that. That was my first assumption. Those kids live in that room, literally. It's possible. I don't know if they're locked in the room or if it's like, this is your area.
I'm braiding hair. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she says, finally, y'all got the biggest imaginations. That's why we all on the internet. Because we just out here thinking it's a wonderful life for some people. And then some people just don't give a fuck. Like, truly just don't give a fuck. So I'm going to get to the trap house comments. This is another video of her.
Maybe a week or whatever, but man, fuck these kids. I'm sticking their ass. Come get them. I know the address to the internet. Your house is dirty because your kids' room was dirty. Because you didn't clean it for a week. Your house is so fucking dirty. And I just ate those, so shut the fuck up. Your house is so dirty. My house dirty as fuck, y'all. Look at this shit. Dirty denim motherfucker. This bitch dirty as hell. Dirty as hell, y'all.
Yeah, she need to hit
damn, why my house so dirty, y'all?
Those stairs have crumbs all over them.
That's fucked up. My house so fucking dirty.
What the?
Do I need to put some light on the situation? Look at this. My house is so fucking dirty. So dirty.
There's dirty shit all over the floor.
Here you are. Just trifling. Trifling. I ain't going to their rooms because they in there.
And so is the dirty shit.
Kids. My house so fucking dirty, y'all. Look at this shit. Oh my God. It's so fucking trifling. Oh my God.
Isn't trifling like a word that shouldn't
be? Yeah. Dirty than a motherfucker.
She got them bachelor chairs,
yes,
though.
Yes, we lounge on our couches around here.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about Troy.
Those ain't comfy.
Look at this dirty ass house. Same. That's just paperwork and shit I had to find. Through my taxes. Yes. Taxes, bitch. I did taxes.
I feel like she's pointing doing this.
See that?
Behind
got
the camera.
Her business card out. That's funny.
The house dirty as fuck, y'all. This house dirty as fuck. This is my room. My room is
animated
a lot of
shit
here. Ain't dirty, though. A lot of shit. A lot of shit out here. Our bathroom. Y'all got my own bathroom. Kids got their own bathroom. But the house dirty than a motherfucker. Y'all look at this shit. Damn. It's dirty as hell in here. It's dirty as hell. Dirty as hell in here.
Looks like it's a nice size shower for that little
place. The internet. Your house is dirty because...
So I will say, it is organized right now. There's still shit all over your floor. There's
please
crumbs.
Hit them stairs.
Hit them stairs. We beg you for the love of all that's holy. So what do you think she did?
She hit them stairs?
No, she turned off the comments.
Oh, damn.
So she's chilling in her dirty house, dancing, you know, doing her whole thing, like smacking her butt cheeks together. The girls do. They think they're...
Oh, she got them 6 kids.
I'm
yeah. She doing that club dance that those girls do that are looking for men. Where they're shaking their backs.
Twerking?
Yeah, twerking. She working for the twerking. And then she's throwing up the gang signs. But apparently her and this person have some drama.
Oh, we got internet beating.
Miss Morgan. Bitch, are you really serious? You live in a trailer park with your 3 kids and you got the nerve to talk about me? Girl, bye.
I don't know who Miss Morgan is, but she got Cinnabon, pizza, and Pepsi in the trailer park. Snap been good.
I forget about Snap.
It's me. It's the audacity for me. Like, How the fuck this bitch live in a trailer park with three kids?
Like most. Oh,
she got the audacity
broke Americans.
Bashing mothers on Facebook. I mean, on TikTok. Like, bitch, buy you a house. Get a house first. Then talk shit. Like, how the fuck you talking about people when you live in a trailer park? We have houses, bitch. Big ass houses with a lot of kids. But you talking about a trailer park? It take.
For reference, she doesn't own this house. Just so everyone's aware.
Does she state that?
She stated already that her landlord, if you will refer back to the video.
That's right, with the fridges.
With the fridges. Her landlord wants a fridge back. So, B, we live in big houses. We just pay rent in big houses for big houses of kids.
I don't know that other girl, but there do be some, like, really nice trailer park homes.
I know. Those double wides. We thought about renting a double wide.
You got quadruple rides.
I know. But those were expensive.
The two-story?
It was so expensive, though.
Hardly.
No. Because the ones we saw in Oklahoma City, remember the ones they had converted? With the stairs to the back. You remember the one we saw?
I ain't never seen an expensive mobile home.
It was a double wide, 2,000-foot trailer. Mm-hmm. That they had put that shipping container on top. I'm going to find it. You sent it to me. It was on Zillow. They were selling it, but they were also renting it in Oklahoma City. I was like, I'm not going to do that because, for one, a trailer with a metal piece on the roof, that's going to collapse at some time. I don't know who built it, who did it. I don't know if it's permitted.
That's not my realm. I don't know. But I ain't never seen, you could buy them for less than $200,000. I ain't never seen one for more.
It's one of those things where you're like, dang. If only I had spent cheaper instead of more expensive. If I had a cheaper conscience, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want to invest into a real home for $200,000. I want to get a $200,000 mobile home that's really like six mobile homes together and then put it on a parcel of land and just drive 3 hours back and forth. But everyone wants to live in the city.
Pay the space rent.
Yeah, pay the space rent.
On top of my mortgage.
In my bedroom. It's the audience. Hey, y'all. Hey.
So I'm going to mute it because she's just talking, but she cleans her kitchen for once. And I'll skip forward a little bit. The biggest trash bags I've ever seen in my life. They're like the 50 gallon. And she just ignoring everybody. Got her kids coming in. She's got her headphones on.
I be ignoring them when they come in the kitchen and I'm cleaning too. Bye, Brenda.
I'll give you a taste of what she says in this view.
Follow me. Oh, y'all like my rain boots? My other rain boots? They cute. Right, cute, cute.
That's like 4 minutes of talking.
That's my other road.
That's in that video on that ground?
Okay.
I can't make out what it is.
That's my... Yeah, but... What you doing? We get our house together. Y'all can talk about me all y'all want to. Keep the hate coming. Keep it coming. Just follow me. I'm trying to get to 10,000 followers. So... On the road to 10K. Follow me. Oh, y'all like my rain boots? My other rain boots? They're cute. Right, cute, cute. Yes, and that's my other road. Nah, the other road I'll be wearing, that's my favorite one, y'all.
Lots of cheese puffs.
That's my favorite one. Because it got a hood. I love that road. But...
So then she posts her metrics that she got 1.6 million views on TikTok. Congratulations. We don't do so well on TikTok. I just like to have a conversation with my wife and... friends, people. That's what this podcast is about. I don't have 1.6 million people, but it's not a big deal for me because I just post my content. But she's really wilding out on, like, I wish I understood this stuff, fire. Them $6 payouts go crazy. She made $6. And then they hid the comments.
Atrocious.
Yeah. They view your shit because you gross dog. That's the main comment.
I guess to a man, you'd consider that it.
Okay, twerking.
Before y'all get on here talking some more shit, I really cleaned that room a week ago. Anyways, I'm B, a stay-at-home mama six.
The next week.
And this is me cleaning Cassie and Rizzy's room again.
Another squirt bottle.
I don't know what the fuck they be doing here. Like, I didn't see the side of that dresser right there that I'm looking at right now because. I just didn't clean that part last time, but I'll get to it, like I said. Yeah, this me, getting up all this motherfucking trash. No, I ain't got no curtains and stuff yet, because I'm waiting on my taxes, y'all. Damn. Y'all want to buy them some? Feel free. Like, send them from Amazon or some fuckerware. Because this mama.
The amount of red Solo cups, paper plates, food, microwavables, crumbs. The amount of crumbs in this pile.
Just no more food in the rooms.
No more food. That'll save 60% of her problems with cleaning. I can assure you. Follow this one simple step, B, and your life will be 60% easier.
Is you doing it? Broke, baby.
I'm broke, baby.
I ain't for real, but yeah, I'm waiting on my Texas. Sure, I'm waiting on my Texas, but y'all all in my motherfucking pocket. We are
Texas, my Texas. Her voice is so hilarious in the robot voice. Is you?
Yeah. What they doing? How was they school today? Like, what they eat for dinner last night? Y'all all in my pockets.
Chicken, where y'all kids rice, at?
Why they ain't at the park and playing? Y'all all in my videos telling me what to do. How y'all on my videos telling me what to do? And y'all ain't doing the same shit. And it just got warm outside in Michigan. So I'm not putting my kids outside in a fucking cold just because I don't want them to tear their room up. And y'all be talking about I'm gonna let them freeze to death. Right?
But if they had coats.
Make it make sense. And then, one minute y'all say, hup, let the kids clean up. And then y'all talk shit about me being lazy. Fuck y'all and these kids. Before y'all get...
So, let me get...
So, I don't think she likes her kids.
Nah, she do.
How many times she said, F them kids? I don't think she likes...
You know how many times I say, F them kids?
Yeah, because I don't like my kids. You say that in a sarcastic manner. You know what I mean? Not when you're cleaning up after them. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely be mumbling that when I'm cleaning up.
You know, during the spills, like that period of time, kind of like the plague for the 1400, we have one child that loves to spill liquids.
Yep.
That's the time I'm like, kids, cause the problems. I don't know how many times liquids have been spilled on the new couch. It was a problem at one point. It's like a full 4 days straight of just one after another.
I think I've missed the storm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We can go do a rain dance after.
My property managers are trying to evict us.
Aha. That's what you get, bitch. Always fuck with everybody else. Now what you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do?
So, let me get this straight.
That's the same girl that was giving her problems. Yes.
My property managers are trying to evict us.
And so, in the comments, it goes, STG dragged several women on here, tried to flex about her new house. Like, we know the trailer walls when we see him. Boo, now facing eviction. That's what she gets. Okay, and everyone still believes she lives in a house, not knocking anybody for living in a trailer, but come on. What? Hold on. What? Not knocking anybody for living in a trailer, but come on now. You bashing mothers who have houses to maintain with thousands of kids, and she needs to have several seats.
Huh? She did exactly what she said she was about to do.
Exactly. The back and forth is hilarious. So here is the Pierre de Resistance, the thing I've been waiting for, where I will
lay it on me.
End this video at. She finally cleaned the fucking stairs.
Oh, hallelujah. High point.
I told y'all I was gonna finish these motherfucking steps, and I did. It was hard and it was tiring, but I did it, y'all.
You give me your commentary if this is a good job.
I stay at home, I'm a six.
I have no fucking clue. It don't look clean.
Me. Cleaning my steps, well, the rest of them, since y'all talked about me so motherfucking bad about my steps. But half the shit y'all pointed out in my cleaning video,
tell me she hits that wall.
Attention to, because
that little,
I'm not getting there.
I've never had a house with hardwood floors. I've always had a house with carpet, so I'm learning as I go.
She don't.
Like, she don't. I need to learn how to make these motherfuckers shine.
That little wall in our custom. She missed it.
The baseboard.
Right now, I'm doing what I know how to do.
Kickboard.
And that's the best I could do.
For carpenters.
Until I learn how to do the other shit. So.
Six kids and you ain't learned yet.
While I learn how to clean floors and shit. And y'all say something about some baseboards. I'll get to them next time.
Hallelujah. But,
like I said, I'm learning as I go.
She never got to.
Like, damn, y'all so fucking mean on this bitch. But I don't even give a fuck. I like it. Keep saying.
She likes it.
She likes people being mean.
But then she disables comments and says really nasty stuff because she doesn't like people talking.
Well, sometimes she in the mood, sometimes she not.
Every response video, is her going, what are you in my business for? And the one after is like, bad things happen to other people. I think this woman is a revolving karma event. You know? Yeah. Like she's living in squalor and issues and has her own problems and sits there constantly every day going, if you did that and the other, blah, 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 blah. I just, oh yeah, there's one more cleaning video for the steps.
It was this hard.
She bought some cream.
My arms hurt. So I got to the landing part. But hey, y'all, I'm B, a stay-at-home mama six. This me, cleaning my steps, since y'all had so much to say about them. But
she didn't care.
It was running on these steps. I think it was carpet in this house before I got it. But yeah, my motherfucking arms hurt. That shit was a lot. Like, I used the scrub daddy paste and a little sponge thingy. That shit, my arms hurt for real. For real.
She got one step.
I finished the rest of that shit later. Another day, whenever. Here's some of this shit. Y'all see the difference. Look, I did it. That shit was horrible.
It was horrible.
I haven't.
Sometimes grabbing doobie like this. Doobie hurting the arm.
By hand and stuff? No. Not since I moved in. No, I did. Because what's the point that you walk down every day? I mop them and sweep them.
Where's the husband? Where's the baby daddy?
Right. They get swept in my.
I think I just saw him walk by, actually.
Since I would sand them, strip them, sand them.
This the part stain them. That took me out. I quit.
Not clean them.
I quit. Like, I was tired.
She was already quit. She
was a lot. A lot, a lot. Like,
she's been quitting for a long time.
That no,
yes, I finished
snuggie.
It today. Y'all see the outfit change?
Because it's warm.
Yes, I still got on the same hoodie. It's cold.
Oh, shit, it's cold now.
I ain't got a robe on. It's a hoodie. I wear a hoodie to robe in the summertime. Fuck y'all. In case y'all didn't know that already.
Y'all.
But, yes, this shook me out. I'm not doing this no more ever again. And I don't care what the fuck y'all got to say. I'm tired. Now, why the fuck?
I'm never doing this again.
Never again. I did one step and that's it. Gore. So she moved in that house July of 2024. And this is what she calls. She was 4 months pregnant, still working. My cousin Shonda shop doing locks before moving here. I only had seen pictures on the outside, and that was the only me Googling the address. I know many of you are wondering why move into a house you've never seen. Well, because I was desperately in need of a bigger home for my family. Also because the landlord where I was staying was making threats to evict us because I stopped paying the rent when my basement flooded in the millionth time. I had to pay it and got snaked out of my pocket. Not to mention all the other things I had fixed myself in that house. When I got offered this house, I took it. I was tired of searching and going through houses and the application fees and then getting turned down. So I took a leap of faith. After moving in and got settled, we began noticing things needed repaired here. We've been going back and forth in the landlord and contractors to fix the things since moving here. And it's really a struggle, but after a few threats to jump on the bathroom floor so I could fall through it and telling them my kids could literally jump off the roof if they wanted to, because they still haven't removed the door in the room. Here we are. That's weird.
So she was threatening to jump through the bathroom floor and threatening.
Yeah, telling them that my kids could literally jump off the roof if they wanted to. They still haven't removed the door in there. Room, here we are, and those of you wondering why my man is or why he doesn't help, he went to get us something to eat, and he does help. Who the F are you if you think we moved in, shill? What are you talking about? The contractor's getting back to this shit handled, not me. Got to get sit back, be the queen, and that I am. A man loved my dirty draws. Okay, so some of y'all don't think the chance to have the chance to be in y'all soft girl era, but I got my man who loves to support me and mine regardless of what life throws at us, so I could care less about what y'all hawks got to say. Let the renovations begin. And it says the crazy crib. The so-called trap house, and it shows a little video. I want you to see what she means by trap house.
Oh, yikes.
This is why she calls it a trap house.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So it's her self-reclaimed trap house. My explanation.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. It's a dangerous house. I agree. Oh, yeah, here's the other one. The other why it's a trap house. My heart and prayers go out to the crazy bee, and her family of seven, baby daddy, supporting the queen. I pray for you. I pray for you.
They ain't even got the toilet in the... That's crazy.
I wonder what her deposit was.
$2. I'll give you $2 deposit.
I think it was a big fat no from me, dog. It was a big fat no from me. Let us know in the comments below if you believe that this is one of the craziest mothers of six that you have experienced on the internet. I believe it is. I think it's the only crazy mother of six who lives in a trap house that refuses to clean.
I think there's worse out there.
I haven't found it yet. And if I do, I'll bring it to you.
Oh, please don't.
And then show my wife why she is the greatest of all time. I love you so fucking much. So much. It could be so much worse.
All right, I gotta go clean.
I'm blessed. Stay blessed. We'll see you next time.